One of the best preserved but least known Civil War battle and campsites in West Virginia, Camp Bartow, will be formally open to the public at a dedication ceremony at noon on Saturday, October the 5th. This site has been acquired by the West Virginia Land Trust and outfitted with a trail and interpretive signage from which you can view original trenches, cannon emplacements, and tent sites. To tell us more, we talk with Ashton Burdine of the Land Trust.
About 3 years ago, the West Virginia Land Trust was made aware that historic property there in Bartow was going up for auction, the entire farm there around what's called Traveler's Repose. And the West Virginia Land Trust have always been aware of the importance of this site, the historical values for protecting the Civil War battlefield for the Battle of the Greenbrier River, which occurred in 1861. Local author and historian Hunter Lesser, who's written a book called Rebels at the Gate, is a terrific account of the early campaign of the Civil War, which included this Battle of Greenbrier River. Hunter acquainted many folks with the value of the site, and it became apparent that this was an important place for conservation. The West Virginia Land Trust has typically been involved in projects that protect wildlife habitat, family farms and working forests, and recreational access for boaters and hunters and fishermen. This was a new kind of project for us. We'd never done a project protecting a historical or cultural site. The auction, though, we came prepared to buy the farm, and we didn't have quite enough money. So the property was divided among a number of winning bidders, and we were acquainted with the one that purchased probably the most well-maintained and well-protected earthworks. And that particular landowner was willing to work with us in selling a portion of his new property for providing an interpretive place for letting the public know what happened at the battle. The West Virginia Land Trust worked for a number of years to raise some money to purchase the site and hasn't had the ability to open to the public yet until this year. We've gotten a grant from the West Virginia Humanities Council to put up signage and build an interpretive trail that explains what happened on the knoll overlooking Bartow, where the cannons were placed, where the trenches were dug, where the tents and camps were placed. There'll be a good bit of history on the signs. There'll be a new kiosk down along the intersection at 250 and 92. People can park along the road right there by the gate. There'll be a nice trail that makes a loop up to the overlook looking down on Bartow, where there was, in 1861, a cannon that guarded the Stanton-Parkersburg Turnpike and was involved in the battle.
What do you have planned for on Saturday, October the 5th?
On October 5th at noon, we are doing a dedication event showing off to the public the preserve and the new interpretive signs. There'll be a cannon up on the hill firing, kind of a reminder of what it was like 100 and some years ago. You hear the sound and the echo of the cannon fire in that valley. There'll be a little bit of finger food there at lunchtime. There won't be a full-fledged reenactment of the battle. There'll be a number of reenactors to talk about the history and how soldiers lived at the time. Hunter Lesser will also be speaking and telling stories about people that were at the battle and were camped there. It should be a 2 or 3 hour event. After a little bit of food and some speakers, we will walk the trail up to the top and continue with the interpretive hike and see the new signs. We encourage everybody to come. These preserves and these sites that we protect really add value to the community. It enriches the community and it adds some economic value. We hope it draws visitors that learn about the history and are also going to stick around for the day and eat at local restaurants and visit other sites. The West Virginia Land Trust would like to get to know the community better and have locals on an advisory committee offer advice on how we should manage the site. And we're always open to talking to others about their own conservation options on their own property.
So we hope to see you for the dedication near Traveler's Repose in Bartow for this free event starting at noon on October the 5th. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.